Hoff, maybe you could chime in on this one. From a Mets fan perspective, BT, first, let me just ask you, you have any interest in Alonso breaking the Mets franchise home run record?
This is going to sound wrong, and as I preface it with, I'm not trying to make it sound wrong.
Yeah.
So, it's just not a record that sounds like it's anything special.
Well, that's because it's not.
I you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a low number. If anything, I think it really just illuminates the futility for the most part of the Mets.
Agreed.
And I'm not trying to be that guy.
Agreed. And as a Mets fan, like
I'm going to be happy for Pete.
Correct. I'll be happy for Pete and for those Mets fans who do care about it, because there are going to be some who do. I personally do not. I hope he hits 15 home runs tonight because I want to see them beat the Braves, not because I want to see him have any kind of record. And it also does speak more to the futility of the organization. I think it's the third fewest homers for a
franchise.
I think
it might be the fewest. I remember hearing that.
There's
two other teams.
Go over, I'm pretty sure.
The Padres, I believe, are one. That's
right.
Not the Rays. Yeah. Padres and Diamondbacks, right.
Yeah, and Machado's the Padres guy at this point, right? I think I read. Yeah, we did this a couple weeks ago.
Right, so was it like a big deal in San Diego when Machado broke it? I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time.
They didn't even register. They didn't even know.
All right. So what is your feeling, Hav? You're a big Alonso fan.
The twofold here, okay? Because I'm tired of the Mets not having a real history. And that's one thing that Steve Cohen said he's going to change. So this is important for Pete Alonso to break it. Plus, he needs to go past it. Like, he needs to be hitting another 100-plus home runs on top of
this. But he might be gone
this.
After this year.
Well, right. That's a problem. But
so that's even more of the point. If you were to tell me Alonso's going to be locked up, like, I think Lindor is going to end up breaking this thing. And
he
then
and then
Soto's going to break
it. Yeah.
Soto's now, but at least by that point, it'll be maybe a real record. You would think.
Yeah, I would hope so. Here's the other thing about this, too.
I mean, think about it. 253 home runs?
I know. It's
for a franchise? 250?
Well, it's embarrassing, right? Well, but that's also because they didn't keep Strawberry. So you think about that. I mean, he would have piled on, too. Here's the other thing, too, for Pete Alonso's sake and the fans' sake. When has Pete Alonso hit a big home run at Citi Field in front of a big crowd?
Well, what? He never done that before? What are you talking about?
Not really.
Well, his rookie season, he was hitting big home runs left and right.
Where was the Brewers' home run? It was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, like, he tied the record in Milwaukee.
But is this...
So this is something that at least he could do it at home.
Oh, okay, but
I'm excited for that.
If he hits a home run tonight in the first inning, is that a big home run at Citi Field? It's not. Like, not to me.
I would say, as a non-Met fan, but as just a baseball fan, I would say I'm happy he didn't hit one over the weekend in Milwaukee.
Agreed.
Like, I think it would be great. They're going to have 40,000 again. Everybody, every game's been packed to the gills. So.
They want to see him break the record.
Yeah, and for him to have that moment where he was almost gone, you know, it was very tenuous there for a moment. Is Pete coming back? Is he not? To step on top of the top of the dugout, take off his helmet, and get that moment with the Met fan, I even appreciate that. Yeah. So that part's really cool.
Let me ask you it this way, because I was in the building for Gary Sheffield's 500th career
home
run.
Means nothing, though. But Gary Sheffield, come
on,
from a Mets perspective.
Well, I was going to ask you this. Bigger accomplishment, a big leaguer hitting his 500th career home run, or breaking the Mets franchise home run record at 253.
Well, I could actually be cute and say, well, there's only one Mets franchise guy, but there's, 15, 18, 20 guys who have 500 bombs or more? So based on the numbers?
Well, whatever.
You know my answer, but based on the historical... Like, just the juice that benchmark has, you know the answer.
Yeah, but that's why, to me, was Gary Sheffield known as a Met? No, the complete opposite of anything. But I remember being there and remember feeling like it was a big deal seeing the guy get 500. Tom Glavine, his 300th win.
Yeah, that's another one.
As a Met.
Yeah.
Like, were those longtime Mets? No, but those are big benchmarks. I'm not trying to minimize this. I think it's great for Pete. I think it's great for the Mets fans who get into it. Just for me, personally, it just does not do anything.
I didn't think that it would, and I thought it would do a little bit more for Hoff. So I'm not surprised by this. Where it would have deeper significance, probably for you, and definitely even more for everybody who's already into it, which are most Mets fans, you know, if he hits it tonight, hits it tomorrow, whatever, breaks Straw's mark, and then somehow is here for another 5 years or so.
Maybe a different
and
story.
And goes over 500.
Right,
now,
right.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, now that's, I'm glad you brought that up. If Pete were ever to hit 500, that would be a huge
deal.
Yes,
it would be.
Because now you have a homegrown Met who not only has the franchise record, but it's a legit 500. That's something I could root for. Do you ever think we're going to see that? Now, he also got, remember, he got screwed by the pandemic. because you played 50 games and or whatever it was, 60 games in 2020.
So did Judge, so did Lindor, so did Soto.
Oh, understood, but those are totals that factor in here. He got robbed of how many homers? You have it up there, Hoff. Can you look at a lot? How many he hit in 20?
He hit 16 home runs in 57 games in 2020.
Let's say he got robbed of 30,
16 and how many, Hoff? I'm sorry, 57?
57.
All right, so go 16 times 2 is 32. 57, basically 120. He's on pace for 40.
Right, so even if he hit... Like this year should be theoretically 300.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which would be pretty big number for a homegrown. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but you're missing even the bigger problem down the road, the lockout. That might wipe out the whole season.
I get it. Takes away another season. It impacts these guys' careers. Fred McGriff, to me, was the one who got screwed by it most. He was 7 short of 500 career home runs.
Was it 493? Is that what he was at?
I do love Fred McGriff. Now he's in the Hall of Fame. But thankfully, in later years. But he was 7 short of 500. And meanwhile, they had the 1994 strike.
Sure.
He easily would have made it.
Yeah.
So he's played. So this is his 7th year. Okay. And he's played in, you know, basically every game, almost 964 games. So say he plays another 7 years. Do you think he could double his numbers? This season's not even over yet.
I don't think he's going to average 40. So I'm going to put him at 30, but that's being incredibly conservative because at some point you're probably going to miss time with injury as you get older.
Right,
so
well,
30 times 7
more,
is 210.
Some years will hit fewer.
I mean, yeah. I mean, do I think he'll double? I think that's a really good question. Based on the math, I think it's right in the neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Wait, how old is he again?
He just turned 30 in December.
Just turned 30.
Doesn't he feel older than that, though?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you guys have been calling him 30 for 2 years.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody has.
It's not even just you guys. Everyone's like, oh, he's older than 30. Like, the guy just turned 30 in December.
So he'll be 31 next season.
Yes.
And you said you need 7 seasons of how many?
I just gave him 30. I gave him 30 conservatives.
If you do 7 times 30, where's
210. 210 plus where he's at now. You're still short of the 500, but now you're getting towards 450. And he's going to have a couple of years more than 30 for sure if he stays here.
He's got to finish the season too. So even if he hits like 10 more home runs, it's 260 maybe.
Yeah.
Right. So. That's a good point. He should hit maybe more than 10, you would think, the rest of the way.
Yeah, better.
I think he's got to. Now, the other question is, and maybe this is the most important one, do you think there's any chance he gets 500 as a Met?
No. I don't. Sadly, I'd love to see it. I don't see it. He's not Stearns' kind of guy.
I will give it a 30% chance. 30% chance because he breaks this record. Then you start to think about the future, and it's harder to cut ties with people like Derek Jeter. You could never let Jeter go. You could never let certain guys go from the Yankees. If they're creating a history, if they're creating this, you know, memories and retiring numbers the way they're doing, you can't let go of the guy that set the record for most home runs.
All right, let me ask you it this way. Mets have a decision to make in the offseason. It's either or. You can't have both.
Trade Nimmo.
No.
Exactly. We're all off on Nimmo at this point.
It's either bring Pete Alonso back. Forget about the terms, financial terms. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about pound for pound, player for player. Either bring Alonso back or sign Kyle Schwarber.
Bringing Alonso back.
Yeah. I you know what? I can respect that answer. I know Schwarber's got 42,
BT,
43,
on,
better eye, understood.
Met fans are going to say Alonso. The right answer is Schwarber.
The right answer for a couple of years of more home runs, yeah.
Who's
big picture sentimentality, that's the wrong answer.
Here's where you got me. If you told me Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso.
That's as easy as it gets.
But is it though? Because if you, your heart truth, say Pete Alonso.
Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso.
I mean, come on. Now, Schwarber's going to be 33 next year, but still, all you're asking him to do is be a DH.
I know.
That's the one. We overlooked that. If Cohen just would have signed him, what was it, 4 years ago?
Dude, he hits rockets. He hits like wiffle ball
and
home
the Yankees.
Runs.
We were begging the Yankees to sign him.
I know. I've always liked Schwarber.
What are we doing here?
He's got such a sweet
swing. Can we do an offseason trade, by the way? I think it's perfect for the Mets and Yankees. Brandon Nimmo for Giancarlo Stanton. I'll do that right now.
Why would the Yankees want Brandon Nimmo?
How many years are you going to eat off the guy? I don't want 5 years of Nimmo.
Nobody wants Stanton anymore.
I don't want Nimmo.
So I want Stanton for his home runs, and he can actually be a DH.
I brought Stanton up for the Mets. I don't know if it was last year.
I've always said yes to that. I'm a Stanton
guy. I wouldn't want him. Go find another DH.
How about a three-way trade? Let's get the Ducks
three-way.
Involved.
All right.
You ship Nimmo to the Ducks.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, picking on poor Brandon Nimmo. But
he's just...
Dude, he struck out like 15 of the last... 16 times, whatever it
is. But I respect. I'm not trying to bag on Nimmo. He's just not as good as you wish he was, and he needs to be. But the guy plays his ass off. He's a leader. I'm not trying to knock him in.
But playing hard.
But he shouldn't be batting fourth. I can promise you that.
Playing hard only goes. I mean, look, Steve Cohen said it himself. I mean, the core four, dude. We said it at the time, even when he was going well.
The core four. One of the dumbest things.
You can't put Nimmo in the core four. So he's hitting 250. On base of 321.
Oh, Fab Four. That's right.
Or whatever. What I say, core four. Fab Four. Yeah, Fab Four. Just like the Beatles. Exactly. Thank you, Dove. Just like the Beatles. Nimmo, even if the number,
I know.
The numbers aren't awful. Because you're going to end up with over 20 home runs, 250 batting average for him. You'd take that. His career average is 260.
What's his on-base percentage? I know it's dropped basically every...
321.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look where it was five, six years ago. Every year it's gone lower.
The contract got... It was because he was a 400 on-base guy.
Read it in descending order.
From 2021 on.
Give me the on-base percentage. Go.
401.
401.
367.
367.
363.
363.
327.
Oh, boy. 327.
321.
321 now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 5 years in a row of going the wrong direction.
Come on, man.
And there's no sign of a market correction. It's getting worse.
Hey, but he's got almost 20 home runs.
There you go. And he hustles after a walk out of bag, just like Pete Rose.
but even he, so obviously the OPS, even with more power that he's showing,
yeah,
that has gone consistently down. 838, well, when 800, then 828, and now 829, 727, 753. Like, dude, man, look, I like Nimmo. Good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Got the right attitude.
Yes, he does.
I think he's perplexed as to why he's inconsistent.
I know he's had some foot issues. Who knows? But the problem is, like, if he was a better outfielder, that's the thing, too. He signed that as a center fielder. So he's not even playing center field. He's got a noodle arm in left field. Like, it's just, like, if he was a plus defender, you know, and the on-base was dropping, all right, more to justify, or easier to justify. Just, he never had a good arm, but the other aspects of his game were eroding too quickly. I'm not looking to bag on Nimmo. Every Met fan knows what he is, and I think more specifically, they know what he is not at this point.
It's not about looking to bag on him. It's about, hey, why is this team losing 11 of 12 games? He's a big part of that. Do the math.
It's fair.
Lindor as well. Hey, he's supposed to be part of that Fab Four. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys. Nobody's going to be picking on Vientos or Jeff McNeil or Alvarez. Yeah, to a certain extent, but those guys are way, way less relevant than Brandon Nimmo, who's hitting fourth, to your point. Hey, get the job done here.